KB-RVP. Yeah, it's nice that you got a couple different ways you can go. At least you're not catching a train this morning. Zip right on in and get there on time. Yep, you never know. There were a couple times when I was working in Flint that I would go to come home. And it was one of those days where the warmest part of the day was on your way into work and the coldest part of the day was on your way home. And everything froze. Accidents all over the highways. The back roads were like two tracks that your tires ride in was complete ice. And all the way home, everybody was doing like 15, 20 miles an hour, slipping and sliding, and just pure ice. And it took quite a while to get home. Like, usually it would take me 25 minutes to get home. It would take me over an hour. I know I was coming one time. I was coming down Fenton Road. I could take Fenton Road, I could take Torrey Road, and Fenton Road, there was an accident when I got south of Thompson, and there's nowhere to go. Everybody was turning around, but it was all snow on the side, so everybody's trying to back up, do their 30-point turn to try to get turned around. There were fire trucks, there was an accident, had the road closed. Yeah, it was fun sometimes. Of course, it was even worse when I was working in Troy. There was one day we had snow all day while I was at work. I'm trying to get home from Troy on I-75. It took me, instead of 50 minutes, it took me 2.5 hours to get home. With your commute, you should never have quite that long to get home, but there's some days